All right. It started. Should I?
Yes.
Okay. So, hi, I'm Leo Douglas. I'll be talking about a few video games in this podcast today. Let me pull up my list real quick. But we got The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I think we'll all talk about that, though. And then we have Animal Crossing, Mario Kart, and then obviously there's the Elder Scrolls games, which is probably mostly what I'll be talking about. But yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, hi, my name is Simone Smith. I'm a senior literary, and some games that I'll be talking about include The Legend of Zelda, FNAF, Five Nights at Freddy's, The Sims, and Stardew Valley, and Animal Crossing, and Harvest Moon, and Roblox.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jordan Brown. Some games I'll be talking about is Saints Row, Grand Theft Auto, Animal Crossing, of course, Breath of the Wild, Ghost of Tsushima, and I feel like I have some more, but I'll talk about them later.
Okay.
I have never played Ghost of Tsushima.
Me either.
I believe. So what is it about?
Yeah, I believe it came out maybe 2 or 3 years ago. It's basically about a samurai who grew up. He was raised by his uncle, and then all of a sudden the Mongolians invade Japan.
Oh, that's, and so it's like historical.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I love how historically accurate it is and how much detail they put into the suits of the samurai, because it looks very accurate from what I know personally. A lot of the like accounts that happen are based off true events, but it's mostly fabricated to be like
a video game. Right. That's so cool, though. I did not know that.
Yeah, one of my favorite streamers, Corey Kenshin, shout out.
Whoa, we all love him.
I watched him play it, and then I was like, I need to have this game. So I got it, like, earlier this year. And I played it on my PS4, and then it eventually died. So now I'm playing it on a PS5.
The PS4 died?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we should say what we play on, too. I'm mostly a PC Nintendo Switch person.
Yeah.
I'm not really. I used to have a PS4 though, so I do know how most of that works.
My Wii was a big part of my childhood.
Yeah.
But now I play on my computer. Well, it's out of commission now, so I gotta get a new one. My 3DS, but mainly my computer. Yeah. Oh. Wait, no, keep going. You go.
I grew up playing a GameCube first.
That's so cool. I always wanted to get one.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh. I remember one of the first games that I played was like a crossover of every Nickelodeon show.
Whoa.
I can't remember what it was called, but I loved playing with Danny Phantom. It was like Danny Phantom, SpongeBob, Avatar, like everybody was on there.
Hmm.
And then we eventually switched to a Wii where we played all the Avatar games. And then we had a PSP, which, if you know what that is, oh my God. And then we started getting smaller with I had every single Nintendo game like system that ever came out. I've had every last single one of them.
Dang. Isn't a PSP like the Nintendo Switch before the Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a distinct memory of this guy that I used to have a crush on.
Oh.
In like pre-K playing it. Not pre-K. But like before middle school playing it, and he played, I think it was Grand Theft Auto. It was one of the Grand Theft Autos on it. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. I wanted it so bad.
I had every Disney, like, game on my DS. I think I had a DSi XL.
I also did. It was maroon, though.
Mine was maroon.
It had Scooby-Doo stickers on it. Anyways.
I didn't decorate it.
I did.
I liked it being clean. Mm. That's how I am with all of my games. I don't really like the stickers on them.
I don't anymore, either.
Yeah. I put stickers on my DS and then it broke. the little thing, you know, oh, to no. move around. It came off, so I'm going to buy another one.
Oh.
They sell them at GameStop. Me and my brother was, like, just there, and they sell 3DSs, like, old DSs and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
One. And a lot of the, like, nice games, like the Pokemon games, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was thinking about getting one myself as well.
Yes.
Oh, God, what did I used to play the Pokemon, I think it was Black. No, it was Pokemon White. But I used to play that on my... Don't look around like that. Anyways, I used to play that on my DSi XL. I say the full name of it every time.
Me too.
Okay. I just think it's really funny because people will be like, look at my 3DS. And I'm like, do you like my DSi XL? I used to play... It was based on the Rio movies, like the Bluebird movies. It was a game, I swear to God, I'll have to bring it. But there was a game based on that, and you would, like, have to match the pitch or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, a rhythm game before rhythm games. Mm-hmm. And then the Pokemon game. I don't remember much else, though.
You're pretty bad at rhythm games now, aren't you?
Oh, I'm so bad at rhythm games. But to be fair, that one was made for kids, and I was like, I got this, guys. I am bad at rhythm games now, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So we should talk about Animal Crossing.
Okay,
I realize that we all have that in common.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
So what's your favorite part of Animal Crossing Saloon?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
Just like how the game is set up, like we get in there, we can make our character, and we can control everything that we do, basically. Because my first Animal Crossing game was City Folk, and that was on my Wii. And the whole point of that was you have your town, and then you can go to the city. And it was pretty basic, but it was just so much fun. And then from there, that's when I got into New Leaf and stuff. New Leaf was like eye-opening, because then you can do so much stuff in that game. And the characters, I think the characters are definitely, like, one of my favorites.
Yeah. I know some of them are kind of iconic. I recently just got into Animal Crossing, like, last year. Mm-hmm. I started playing New Horizons, and I love it, y'all. I'm so obsessed with it.
I haven't played it yet.
What?
I have not. I wanted to get a Switch for Christmas, but I kept putting it off. So. Mm.
I think you should get one for you go to college.
Actually. I know. That's what I'm trying to do. Really,
that would be, like,
the best. You have to, because... Imagine, you know how we have, like, game nights here, and we all play Mario Kart on the big screen?
Yeah.
That's what
imagine
you could do
going
in college.
Right.
That's my goal.
I feel like that would be so fun.
It would, definitely.
I never played any of the other Animal Crossing games. I only played Animal Crossing New Horizons, just because I didn't have, like, the stuff to buy it. Like, our Wii broke when... I think it was after a particularly eventful Wii Sports game that I was winning. And just so you know, I was winning it. I was very good at that game. But so I never really played any of the other ones, but I do have Animal Crossing New Horizons. The only thing that I don't like about it, like literally the only thing I don't like about it, is that some of the hairs are locked for later. But other than that, I'm really not mad. Because I just look like a stupid white boy when the game first starts. Like, it's just like that triangle haircut.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'd rather be bald.
I like how, I don't know, with customizing like simulation games like that, they're very limited with the hair.
For sure.
Like, on Sims, you have to get mods to get hair that look like yours sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Animal Crossing is like that also. I think the only inclusive ones they have are cornrows, an afro, a bun, and two puffs.
And they have, like, curly hair, quote-unquote, but it's not, like,
Like, it's cute, but that's not what I would like.
Right.
Right. And I think New Horizons was the only game that you can change your skin tone in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only game where you have, like, some type of diversity when it comes to the character. That's the only one. All the other games, you're white.
Yeah.
And as far as I remember, I'm pretty sure I've always been white.
Yeah.
And and there's no diversity when it comes to hair.
That sucks. Yeah.
That's what I like Saints Row so much. Because
GTA
is kind of like very limited.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, unless you're playing online is totally different. You customize anything you want to. But like story mode wise, it's only a man. It's always only a man. And most of the time, it's not a black man. I think on the GTA 6. Is the only one that has, like, a black main character.
GTA 5.
No, I'm tripping.
five.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited for
all
6 to come out.
All the other ones had black main characters, but they were, like, pixelated. They were just, like, getting started. They weren't very...
Right.
like well-rounded, developed characters. And for Saints Row, for like the last two, I think Re-Election and the new one that just came out, I forgot the name of it. They are very inclusive with skin tone, very inclusive with hair. Although I do have to say the new one does not have many hair options as it did before. But it's a lot of like ethnic hair. They have a lot of braids. They have a lot of Afro puffs. They have a lot of Afro, all that stuff. And you can like customize the color and add texture, metallic stuff.
That's awesome. Oh my God.
It's very inclusive in it. It's not just that like skin tone and race, it's also very inclusive to like sexuality.
I like that.
There's a bi character. I'm not sure if Nina's gay, but I think she's gay.
Same. I feel that.
There's a lot of like flags that show representation. Yeah. Even though it's kind of like a graphic game, I think it can be awesome.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
Since we're on this topic, Dr. Alexis, in the email that she sent, she says, it's possible to do anything and be whoever you want in video games. Why is this important? And since we're on that, because when you're young, you want to see people that look like you in the games, and you want to be able to relate to that character in a type of way. And when you have games like The Sims, where you can actually get in there and make yourself, even though you do have to download some stuff.
Right.
It can, like, open up a whole new world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it should be included, like, in more games. Like, games like Overwatch. They have diverse characters.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Overwatch.
And it's not, like, and, like, they have different skins. Yeah. Like, for the certain character. Like, I think that that's so cool. I love Halloween skins when you're playing games like that. Or, like, you know, Christmas skins or, like, collectible stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, speaking from my experience as a white person, I kind of always have had representation in games, but speaking on my experience as a trans person, the first time I ever played as a boy in a video game was my Pokemon game on my DSi XL. That's the first time, because I was like, oh, I don't really like this girl's pigtails. Like, I don't think that it fits me, and I restarted the whole game. I had to look up online how to do it. And I finally changed it, and I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. So I definitely do think, even if it's just, like, basic skin color tones, and then boy or girl, I think it's better than
not having a choice at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes having a choice, not having a choice, I mean, is good. Like, I think in Ghost of Tsushima, it's, like, a set main character.
It's a set main character.
And Breath of the Wild, it's a set main character.
And even in that, there's representation.
Right.
There's not a lot of Asian representation in video games.
There isn't.
And if it is, it's very stereotypical.
I would agree.
So I think Ghost of Tsushima does well with breaking barriers around that, even though it's a historical piece.
Something I will die on, I didn't mention this in my list, is I will die on the fact that Cyberpunk 2077 is good. Everyone is only getting into it now because of the anime, but I bought that game first day it came out, and everyone was like, this game sucks, it's so laggy, oh my god. It's the best thing I've ever played. It's so funny. I love it. I love, like, my character. It's just so, I really love it. Have you guys ever played it?
No.
Have you ever seen anyone play it?
No.
Oh my god.
I never watched the anime either.
Me either.
I never watched the anime either, but apparently it's like, oh my god, this is so great. Berlizzi played Cyberpunk, and it's, oh my god, the video is called, like, My First Hour in Night City. It's so funny to see him explore, and, like, yeah, the game is, like, laggy and weird, but honestly, like, that's what makes video games sometimes, is when they're, like, Saints Row sometimes. Yeah. Saints Row will glitch out, and I'm like,
yes,
whoa!
Oh my god, every single game Saints Row has ever put out has terrible glitching problems.
It's so fun!
Like, I don't know what's up with the game developer, because I remember I was stuck on his mission for, like, 3 days, the thing I needed to pass got glitched out. I was so mad!
Oh my god,
y'all need to get this fixed, I thought. It being 2023 and y'all just releasing the game, y'all got y'all stuff up, but not.
Yeah, I was reading some stuff about that, because you got me on a Saints Row. I was reading some stuff about that before I bought it, because I was like, oh, will Saints Row, like, fit me? Like, will I like it? I do, by the way. But I was reading that, and everyone was like, the glitches suck! And I was like, oh, this is the perfect game for me, because I'm just gonna run around.
I think the glitches work with the game sometimes, though, but that made me so mad.
Yeah, I know, because when I was playing Cyberpunk, things like that would happen, and I was like, you know, I had to take a very deep breath and just kind of sit there for a second and be like, okay.
That's how I am with Roblox. When you get bored, oh my God.
That was amazing.
I just started playing Roblox this year.
Me also, me also.
Y'all put me on the worst game possible. We had stayed up all night trying to get past Seek,
mm-hmm.
where he chases us down the hallway. After I left y'all room, I stayed up trying to be Seek, and I never did.
No.
Just let me brag for 1 second. My first time playing, I got past him, and it's the best achievement I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Okay, calm down.
Right. But also, like, I do stuff like that a lot, and then I just won't play the video game again. Like, when Fortnite was first, like, before it got really annoying with all the kids, Fortnite, but, like, when it first came out and everyone was, like, exploring it and having fun, I played it once, and I won, and then I never played it again, because I was like, I'm never gonna win again, this is not worth it.
I was kind of like that, but I grew up in a very competitive household.
Yes, yes.
And my brother would just come out of nowhere and call me trash, so I just kept playing until I got better than him in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now, he can't touch me in it.
For real.
That, it's like Fortnite, Apex, Call of Duty, all of that. I didn't really like it growing up, but being in a competitive setting made me like it.
It was like hatred.
Yeah, so I'm just playing it just to get better than you, so right. I can beat you in it.
That's how I am with Mario Kart, for sure. Like, I try to be really nice, especially when it's people who I don't really know and we're playing. But, oh my God, if I know you, I'm just gonna be like,
I know.
I'm aware. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was really mean to Jordan one time. My bad.
I don't know, that's how I am with Mortal Kombat. I don't like shooting games, but when I was young and we would go over to my uncle's house and it was all my cousins, they used to make us fight each other. We were entertaining them.
In Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh
my God, yeah.
Physically? Yes.
It's like Wii Sports where you just have those plastic lightsabers and you're just hitting each other. I love it. That was the best game in Wii Sports, except the airplane.
But Mortal Kombat was amazing, like,
because mm-hmm.
I would pick Jade and I would just spam the pole and I used to win every time. Nobody could beat me. And then,
like that too.
Yeah, and like playing it here made me, like, remember how much I love it.
Yes, the lore in Mortal Kombat is so great. Right.
I've been trying to learn it.
I can eat every single game.
Right. I didn't know there were movies until recently.
We need to watch that movie.
We do.
It's so good.
I want to watch it so bad.
One before that wasn't as good, and people were like, they're not gonna do good with this next one.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't so good. But I grew up playing Mortal Kombat 2. Mm-hmm. I think the one that they have downstairs, Complete. Yeah. Edition, yeah. Something like that. Mm. It's the first one I played with Shao Kahn.
Yep.
They beat Shao Kahn. I remember this glitch.
Oh my.
At the end, when you get, it's like the last fight, and he starts glitching.
Oh my God.
And you have to restart from the very beginning.
No. Mm-mm.
Like, that it corrupts your save file?
Yes. Everybody was so mad because we would take turns doing some fights because everybody can beat everybody.
Right.
And we wanted to, like, share the fun.
That's fun.
And
that's
then we
sweet.
Got to that last one. It glitched and we had to start all the way over. We were so mad. But, yeah, I grew up with Mortal Kombat, but I also grew up playing all Capcom games. Like, Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I think Marvel vs. Capcom was the first one I played, but Street Fighter has a very rich lore too.
Mm.
I just wish it was more developed like Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely have like a collection of all the classic video games, yeah. I feel like, that you've played. I do remember, because we play it here at the school, I only play it a few times because I think it's fun to mash all the buttons and then beat people. But you guys, like, will play through the story, and then since we're not logged in on an account, it'll just restart.
Oh my God. Me and Bella, we were up from 7 to 12 till we had to come back up. And we got so far, we got to where Katana was finna fight Melina. And we were not playing on an account, so everything was wiped the next day. You don't know how mad I was, because
I would have been too.
I beat Scorpion and what was that dude's name? I forgot his name. I beat the main one, the main old dude. What is his
Sub-Zero?
Name? No, not Sub-Zero. He's the main old one.
Shao Kahn?
Yeah, I think that's his name. I beat him and it was such a glorious win. And I
know, I remember the first day we was playing it didn't save. took us like 30 minutes to an hour just to beat Katana and Jay.
Yeah. Oh my god.
With Sonya. I think it was Sonya.
It was.
Oh my goodness. It made my head hurt. Like, I was so upset about
that. And it's like, we thought that was hard. It got nothing but harder after that.
Yeah, it's the older editions, they don't have a difficulty change. I think Mortal Kombat 11 does, where you can play it on easy mode or assist, where you could just keep fighting and you like, it's not that hard to fight.
Right.
But the older versions, they don't have a difficulty change. They just get harder and harder each level. And don't beat it, you don't beat it.
Right. I like that, though. I like a challenge. Because it's so rewarding when you finally beat it.
Right.
I was also that kid, and I stay by this only because I would get made fun of. I was always that kid who, when playing Minecraft, would either play with Peaceful on or with Keep Inventory on. And everyone's like, that's not the real Minecraft experience. And I was like, do I look like I really care? I just want to build blocks. Like, what?
I've never played Minecraft either.
Have you ever?
No.
Not ever. Like, never.
Never.
You gotta play Minecraft. You would like it.
I know, like, if somebody came to me like, that's a creeper. I know what that is. Like, I know some of the lore, but it's only because I've seen other people play it.
Right. I used to watch it. Like, I watched it so much, but I never played it until quarantine when my friend made me buy it. Mm-hmm. And now we have a world together and everything.
It's really, really cute. Yeah.
I don't think I could play it by myself, though. I feel like I would get bored alone.
Mm-hmm. It can be like that unless you're, like, very grindy. Like, I want to get all the achievements kind of person. Because sometimes I'm playing alone on my world and I'm like, well, my Minecraft phase is over now.
Yeah.
You know how everyone says that? Like, the Minecraft phase for, like, a few months and then it goes away? That's kind of what I get.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I would just play it all the time. And then I kind of, like, tapered off of it. And then I got back on it again and then off and then on.
Yeah.
So would y'all say the reason why y'all play video games is for, like, the rewarding sensation of, like, beating a level or getting an achievement or something?
I don't know. That can differ for me because some games, I was going to say, like, there's not much of that in some games that I play, but it's in all games I play. I was going to use Animal Crossing for an example, but, like,
technically there is achievements.
Like, catching all the fish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting paintings, like, stuff like that. I feel like that makes it very fun, but it also has to have, like, a good, like, main, like, Legend of Zelda.
Right.
Oh, we didn't even get to that yet.
Okay, wait, hold on. Before we get there. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, yes and no, because sometimes I do like to play video games that literally have no storyline and have no achievements, just because I think it's like, this is kind of cool. Like, I've never played anything like this before.
Right.
But my favorite game franchise, The Elder Scrolls, even though Bethesda sucks, it's exactly like I just... The story is so rich that I feel like I wouldn't even need achievements. I know that neither of you have played it, but
that's what I'm like with Mortal Kombat. Like, I love the fighting, but the storyline is so good.
It's worth it.
And I'm glad you made us play on story mode, because I've never played it. We always just used to get in a fight.
That's crazy to me.
I've never played it.
But the story is so good. I was getting into it, like, both me and Bella.
I can't wait till y'all play Mortal Kombat 11, because...
Oh, I want to.
The ending, oh my god, it's so good.
I definitely have to play story mode now, I guess.
Oh, it's so good.
But I would be really mad if it didn't save my progress, because I'd be like, oh my...
That was
the company that owns Mortal Kombat now is the same company that makes Injustice.
Oh!
But Injustice storyline is not that good.
Yeah, I did know that.
But they... I forgot where I was going with this.
I feel that.
The storyline. Okay.
We're talking about how the storyline is really good. And, like, it doesn't even need achievements sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The storyline for Injustice isn't as good, which is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
it could be
in
so
Injustice
good.
And in Mortal Kombat, you can go to the towers or, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's, like, a tournament. And with each character that you have, when you get to the end, they unlock another storyline.
Whoa!
And that's the thing that I love the most about it.
Right.
Because not only is it a story mode that has a very rich, like subplot, plot, all that stuff, there's also extra, like, things that you can unlock if you keep playing with the characters after.
That's awesome.
So it's like a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
For sure. You beat them all.
Right. Well, but honestly, 100% completing a game is so fun because then you restart.
Yeah.
That's what I do a lot. But I also think that we like video games like that because we're writers. Mm. And we really want to create worlds like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. My dream, I mean, it's like my unobtainable dream, is to work for a video game company. And like, because I want a history, a history degree. Like, I want to work on the Assassin's Creed games. Like, the ancient civilization. Like, oh my god.
Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed Origins. Origins! I know that everyone is, like, a purist, and they're like, oh my god, play Black Flag, I will eventually. But oh my god, Origins is what got me started, and then Odyssey and Valhalla. Oh my god, look!
I don't like to play favorites. But Odyssey is way up here because was a Percy Jackson kid.
Yes, I was
very much into Greek mythology. So like
playing that
game and having like mythology mixed in with real life stuff. Because I was interested in mythology, but I wasn't as interested in like real world events. Mm-hmm. And then Odyssey really opened my eyes to like.
It was pretty cool.
A lot of real people that were in that game. And I was like, what?
Yeah, no, it was... I'm also a huge... Like, I was that kid that would go to the library and pick out the biggest book that they had on, like, ancient Greece or, you know, an ancient civilization. And I would just read it, and I'd come back the next day, and I'd be like, okay, I need another one. And they'd be like, could you leave? I was like, no. But yeah, that's what... Origins is what really got me started. And then Odyssey just, like...
Have you ever played Assassin's Creed?
Mm-mm. I don't know nothing about it.
Okay.
It's
so complicated.
Around the world. It is very complicated. There's a movie for it.
Yeah, well, but it's not that good of a movie.
It's not that good.
Yeah.
I think the people whoever did Last of Us should have been over Assassin's Creed.
I agree.
But,
how do you
explain? It's basically, in real life, in real world.
Like now.
You're going into like a simulation of what happened in the past. To unlock truth about the future.
Okay. So, yeah, that's not cool. So it's like Illuminati is starting to take over the world government right now.
Like,
and so you're like this historical study. Not really, though. You're like, okay. So
like
you
a lab rat.
Yeah, you're like a lab rat. You join this guild, and they're like, okay, go back in time. We got like a little bit of this guy's DNA, and we're going to put it in the virtual reality machine or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're going to go back in time and live his entire life. And you're going to tell us, like, what secrets he had, how the guild started, how the, you know, Illuminati started, mm-hmm. what they were doing at that time. It's so good. Like, when I first started playing it, I was like, I don't really understand this.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
The only thing what had me seething about Odyssey was the fact that when you play throughout the storyline, I think there's like a DLC, quote unquote DLC, where you get to meet Alexios or Alexandra's dad.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was
has like a key to Atlantis.
But yeah, Atlantis.
You have to buy the DLC to go into Atlantis.
Yeah, suck. I bought all of it. Worth it, by the way. Worth it. It's amazing. I promise you.
I didn't have the funds for that.
I promise you it's worth it. But when I first saw that, because it's like, you walk in and you, okay, so it's like, Atlantis is like underground and it's surrounded by all this like metal and it's so cool.
And it's in the shape of a triangle.
Yeah, like, it's like a portal into the ocean and it's in the shape of a triangle and you see all these whales going around and like this ancient city. And you're like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And then it's like, okay, pay $30. It's probably
it
more.
It made me so mad.
But it made me feel almost the opposite because I was like, this is the coolest way to introduce something. But I would be mad if I didn't have the funds for it because it was like, I think I got it right around Christmas. So I had like Christmas money to spend and I was like,
my brother pre ordered Odyssey for me.
Oh.
He wasn't that interested in it, so I started playing.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's how we are in God of War. Except he grew up playing God of War, and I wasn't as interested in it.
I watched.
Despite my Greek mythology, like,
right.
obsession.
Well, it's also so funny because he kills all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like,
"That's
you're gonna die!"
I was, like, mad about it. That's right? Why I didn't want to play it. So, I think I started playing, God of War 3, and that's when I really got into it. I think Odyssey and God of War work hand-in-hand with
For
the
sure.
mythology thing.
Oh, it's great.
Especially with... I think Assassin's Creed went to Valhalla.
Yes,
and then
ancient, like, Celtic, and oh my god,
and
it's
it was
so
the same
good.
Time that God of War went to Norse mythology.
Yep, it was so, like, they work perfectly parallel to each other.
Yeah.
Simone, even if you can't play, you really should try to, like, watch someone
yeah.
who plays it. I really like Odyssey, obviously, because I'm a Greek mythology nerd, but Valhalla is pretty cool. And also, like, so it's a simulation, right? Like, most of what you're playing when you're playing in ancient times is a simulation. So, like, the, God, it's like, I don't want to call it, like, the Oculus Quest, but, you know, like, whatever you're doing the VR stuff on, it, like, glitches out sometimes. And, oh my God, you have to, like, solve puzzles. It's so... Okay, I'm sorry. What video game were we? Breath of the Wild.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We haven't even gotten to that yet.
Oh God.
Okay. Should we get into it now? So shocker, I've never played Breath of the Wild.
Oh my God. I mean,
well, it's not that shocking. I don't got a Switch, but Legend of Zelda in general will always have like a special place in my heart. Cause I remember at my old daycare, the Zone.
Name drop.
Right. They had a GameCube and they used to play Wind Waker on it, and I just used to sit there and watch them play, and I wanted to play so bad, but the older kids would not get off that controller. So I told my dad, I'm like, can I get a Wii? I wanted Wind Waker, but he got me Twilight Princess, and that is the best Zelda game ever. It's my favorite.
I've heard that it is the best Zelda game.
I love it so bad.
I've never played any other Zelda game.
Me neither, except for Breath of the Wild.
Damn.
I've watched
it so much. I've
watched
Smash,
people play it.
And Smash, they got like a pieces of the storyline from Zelda in it. But other than that, I didn't know anything about Zelda until I played Breath of the Wild.
Okay, what about...
I knew stuff about Zelda, but I didn't... I only watched the games. I didn't
play. So... If I say Majora's Mask, will that ring a bell?
No.
It rings a bell to me. I understand the storyline. I know. Simone just shot Jordan like the biggest glare I've ever seen.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to give you recommendations. Watch Majora's Mask. You don't got to play it. Just watch it.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Ocarina of Time. What else is there that I'm trying to think of?
What's that cutesy one that it was like a revamped of an old game?
The Triforce? Was it like the three of them? Because I know they revamped one.
I think it was Triforce.
I was because he's circular.
Breath
of the Wild, but the one thing I don't like about it is that you have to know the storyline to know what led up to this.
Right.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Like,
what is going on?
Who is Calamity? Why he got my girl locked up in the tower?
To be fair, I kind of liked that part of, like, not knowing, because I was like... Because I felt exactly like Link, where he doesn't have any of his memories.
Yeah.
Like, that was cool, the way that you unlock memories throughout the game. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, I get this.
Like, I got
this.
That part of storyline, but I'm like, I want to know more about the Goro girl. She's not Goro. What is she?
Who? Zelda?
You know, the people that were working with them that had the
people who live in the desert.
Gorons. Gorons. Yeah. I want to know more about her storyline.
Aren't Gorons the rock people?
That's what I thought.
Wait, what are we talking?
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on.
Okay,
so
there's like the mermaid people, there's the rock people, and
the
there's Zoras. The desert people.
And
there's bird people.
And the bird people. You're talking about the desert people.
Yeah.
I feel so bad that we have to refer to them
called
like that.
Zos.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I straight up call them the hot ladies.
Okay. I don't even know them.
Am I wrong?
Look at you. You telling me?
I thought you were talking about the Gorons.
No. We're talking about like it's the lady with the lightning.
Is that
the
one that Link has to disguise himself as?
Yes.
Okay.
He has to disguise himself as a girl.
Best
part of the game.
It was.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, Link.
Whoa, what? What did you just say?
I said that was the best part of the game.
Okay. Oh my God.
What are you thinking?
Bro, I heard something completely wild.
Oh, you thought I was like simping over Link?
Yeah,
no.
You said something sus. But let's continue. Whoa!
Hey! But yeah, that part of the game was because it's just so funny because he like blinks his eyelashes and there's like hearts around him. I was like, oh, this game.
What I like the most is how like I don't know how to explain it, but you know the dude that he got the costume from?
Yes.
I loved his character. Like,
me
why
too.
Does he act like that?
Well, also, the fact that it's, like, kind of trans representation, I was like, oh, I like this. And the fact that I guess, I don't know if they identify as a girl or a boy, but regardless, the person who gives, like, the costume, they have a beard under the mask, and when it gets blown by the wind and it reveals that, I was like,
Did Link, like, jump back on that part?
Yes.
I think I remember that.
He kind of was like, whoa. I didn't know. It was so funny, because he was just like, oh, okay. He just accepted it, like, 2 seconds later.
What I don't like about it is that
Breath of the Wild.
I love that he gets to wear the costume and he gets to go in there. Mm-hmm. But when she beat the game, why do I still have to wear the costume and get into the city?
I still think it's kind of fun, but I do get that. I get why it would be annoying.
Yeah.
Well, I also
because I forgot.
Right, and you were like, "How do I get in here?"
And they threw me out.
It was my favorite part to like try and land perfectly on the wall so that they wouldn't kick me out, but I wouldn't like be in there yet. But also, you didn't know about there's like a horse motorcycle that you can get.
Yeah, I didn't know about it then, but I did the missions and I got it now.
Right, isn't it amazing?
I like it, but I'd rather have a horse.
And I understand
at the
that.
Same time that I got the motorcycle, I've got the giant horse that you can get in the game. You have to get like a bunch
like,
of stamina.
It's like Ganon's horse, isn't it? I thought it was his horse.
Ganon?
Calamity Ganon, yeah.
Is it like a person?
Okay, so
I know who Calamity Ganon is. I know you have to fight him at the end of the game, but is he like a... Can he be like in a humanized
form? He is a person, and he will be a person in the next game.
Oh?
Yeah. He's like,
I already got a preset.
I'm ready for that.
he's like the big evil bad guy. But a lot of people are theorizing that in the next game, since you like defeated his evil form or whatever, he's gonna be like on your side, and you're gonna have to fight something even bigger. But a lot of people also think that he's hot. Which, whoa.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I've never seen what he looked like.
Well, okay.
I don't want
so at the very end of the game, you like see him. I think you see him in, like, mummy form, where he's, like, dehydrated and shriveled, right? And it's, like, gross. He gets rehydrated. Literally, that's the word they use. Rehydrated in the next game. And he's, like, big and buff.
Okay, now. I want my people to come back. Are
Who?
They dead for good?
Who?
You know, the crew.
The spirits? Oh, you mean like the spirits that are... I feel like they would be. I mean, maybe they can still appear in spirit.
I want them
the
to
crew.
Because you know the girl, the mermaid
princess?
Girl, yeah, she liked Link, and they would have been a cute couple.
I agree.
I wanted to see that, but no, they don't want my man to be happy.
I want
to go and kill
Okay, listen. People are weird about it, but I really do think Sidon and Link would be, like, cute. It would be the prince, Dolphin. Like, the shark guy. I think they would be cute. Because he's like, look at me, I'm strong. And
not
like,
because I don't want to see that, but
are you
for
homophobic?
Him to like his sister, then once she dies, him to like his her brother.
Did Link ever confirm that he liked her, though?
Yeah. It wasn't confirmed. Like, he didn't say it because he doesn't speak.
Right.
But it was implied.
I think Link can like whoever he wants. Are you homophobic? Is that why you don't want it to happen?
All right, Leo.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just think it would be weird for him to have, like, a romance with his sister.
To, like, move on, quote-unquote. I can understand that.
With her brother. Mm. That's kind of crazy to me.
Mm. When you guys met the big king shark, were you like, this is the coolest thing ever? It's, like, the first giant character you meet in the game, and I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I know. I have been seeing Gorons around before I got to the king.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they would travel.
Gorons. Aren't those the rock? Oh my god!
Yeah, those are the rock people.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about the rock people now.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. We have to like. I don't remember the names.
Gorons are rock people.
I think it's Zora.
Zoras are the
Zoras are the
okay.
Ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the
yeah other
or the birds.
Yeah. Whoopsies. But you saw Gorons around.
For some reason, I really don't like the bird character.
The guy?
The original one?
Revali.
I really hate him. For some reason. He's meant to not be liked, but he's, like, charismatic in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't like him. Like, he just gets smart with him out of nowhere.
No,
like, you're dead, bro.
When I first played the game, I was like, first of all, why do you have an attitude with me right now?
Right.
And you're not even alive.
Exactly.
Like, I would... Oh. But then after a while, I was just kind of like, well, I guess it's fine. Mm-hmm. I think we're just defensive because he doesn't like Link, and we all like Link.
Yeah.
So we're like, how dare you?
Some more than others.
For real. Mm. What does that mean? Why'd you just shoot me that look?
Anyways.
Why are you... First of all...
The game should be discussed, y'all.
I mean, there's so many... Like, we can also discuss the mechanics of the game, but we've been focusing mostly on the storyline, and the storyline is just so good.
It is.
I think... the only horror game that I enjoy watching is Poppy Playtime.
Oh, man.
I think it's very, like, well-developed. I like FNAF, too, actually.
Well, yeah.
I like FNAF.
FNAF was fun if you were there to experience it, I feel
like.
Well,
depending on some points of it. At some points, it was like, I don't want to talk to any of you about this. Uh-huh. But consuming the actual story was fun.
I was never into FNAF until, like, last year when Security Breach came out. Yeah. And I saw how rich the lore was. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very, like, mysterious and very well thought out. I really
it's
like it.
It's insane, because there's books, too. I haven't even touched the books. Mm-hmm. But it's a whole different experience, like, growing up with FNAF.
Yeah, it is.
And thinking back, like, how far it came, like, it will always be such a big part in my life.
No, really. Because I feel the same way. Because in the first game, when it's like, he killed these children, you're like, oh my god. Right. And then the second game, when he's like, and he did all this other stuff, you're like, oh my god. Right. Like, it just keeps going. Mm-hmm. And the dates get all mixed up. Which yeah. I know people were like, oh my god, this is so upsetting to like try and figure out. But I kind of liked that all the dates were different. Because it was like, that's how people are. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone killed a few... I'm so sorry. If someone killed, like, a few people, and then years later, we'd be like, was it in 1912 or was it in 1914? Yeah. Like, I feel like that's very accurate of people just being like, I straight up don't remember when right. this happened.
Like, it's a global traumatic experience that everybody seems to forget.
Right.
I like how everybody was, like, arguing, I think last year, over the Bite of 87... It was like, that's not the Mighty 87. This is the Mighty 87.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure people are still arguing about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's some things that will never get solved, like whether Mangle is a boy or a girl.
Personally, that's what I like about it.
I don't understand why that matters.
People go well, crazy.
You know, people are always like, because people were like, oh my god, Link's wearing girl clothes in Breath of the Wild. You know, people are always going to be like that.
They did the same with Bonnie. Yes. Because his name is Bonnie.
Right.
And it's just like, they find little things to argue about and things that will never get solved. Things that are not important, but... they gonna get into it.
What I like about Security Breach, even though it's kind of like very brightly colored and not on the scarier side.
Yeah.
It's definitely like kid scary. It's like kid scary.
It's the lore behind the main character, Grigory. Mm-hmm. Like, from what I've heard, the theories that I've heard is that it's like an animatronic of...
It's an animatronic child of...
The kid that got bit.
Or the murderer's child, or something like
that. Yeah, the murderer's child. I forgot his name. What's his name?
It starts with an A. Afton.
Afton.
Last name is Afton.
Oh.
William.
William.
William Afton. And then there's his son, and then there's his other son.
Yeah, his other son is the one that got bit by...
the youngest, yes.
Freddy, from what I've heard, is that his soul is in that animatronic, which is Grigory.
Right.
And Grigory doesn't have, like, a family because...
he doesn't have a family.
Is an animatronic. Ooh,
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't get the purpose of Vanny.
Me either.
Vanny or Vanessa. Vanny
and Vanessa. Like, are they the same person?
Vanessa's the guard.
Is it an evil twin?
Huh? Vanessa's the security guard.
Yeah,
Vanny's the bunny, but...
but Vanny is like a suit. It is hard. I don't really understand it either, but what I got from it, like what I gleaned was, it was almost like a... well, she was being controlled by William Afton to be Vanny. So, like, it was like, you know when people in the movies are like, what's that thing, where the clock goes back and forth? They're hypnotized? Yes, thank you. I was
kind of getting it, too, mm-hmm. sometimes, but I saw every single ending, and I'm like, she couldn't have been hypnotized or something. And there was one where Vanny, like, fell off the roof.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Like, supposedly died.
Oh, my God.
And Vanessa was looking at her. If you're the same person, how...
ooh, so maybe it is, like... it, or it could be Grigory faulty wiring. Like, his... And his trauma from being bit is coming back to get him?
It wasn't from his perspective, though.
Right, it was, like, third person. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I didn't really get all the endings.
Grigory had got away, and then Vanny was trying to chase him.
Yeah.
And that's when she fell off the roof of the building, and Vanessa was just looking at the animatronic.
Right.
I just remember the one ending where it's Freddy's head, Grigory and Vanessa, and they're all eating ice cream. I think
that was the good ending.
That was like
the
other
ending that I saw was when Grigory got away, and he took Freddy with him.
Yeah.
But then Freddy has to be like charged.
Yeah.
So Freddy ended up like dying.
Oh my god!
I miss the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. Security Breach was like very, very different from the other games. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they go into the books. Because I think Vanny's from the books.
I think she is.
She is. I've seen like a cover with her on it.
Okay.
I never got into
the
books.
So you have never consumed any of the book material? Like at all?
No.
Have you? Okay, the books are literally insane. I only remember this because I used to watch Game Theory. I don't anymore.
Yeah, I heard Game Theory talking about it.
Yeah, so in one of them, I swear to God, like, if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. There is a ball pit that if a child falls into it, they get transported back in time.
How does that work with Vanessa?
I'm so...
Growing from murdering kids and stuffing them in animatronics to having time travel.
I'm so for real. If I'm wrong, oh my God, I don't know where I heard this from. But also, it's like, there's like stories about like groups of kids who are all friends, and then one of them turns out to be a robot and is like killing and eating the other ones. It's like, oh my God!
I knew about that one. Also, there's another book I heard somebody talking about where there's two people living inside one animatronic.
Yes!
And they would switch out like personality disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And it went into a bunch of other stuff that I didn't know about. I just like how rich the lore is.
Yeah.
And the books are super creepy
into the
too.
Game sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like I like the books. I would just like to see them in a game.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. Because a lot of people are like I'm not gonna read 15 books. What the heck?
It's not that. It's just more mysteries in the books, which I think you should really have a good balance between mystery and giving us something to work with.
Right. Yeah,
there's
sometimes
too
the
much
books.
Mystery in the books, and having to compare that to the games also, which don't have the same information sometimes.
Also think that like the books are with the game sometimes, and then in completely different universes,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. Like, I think some of the books, it like changes between them. It's very strange. But I swear to God, if you look up the time traveling ball pit, I swear to God, it's an actual book. It was like one of the first ones, and everyone was like, this is so weird.
Who was y'all's favorite character from Security Breach?
From Five Nights at Freddy's, I can tell you. From Security Breach, I'm not sure.
From Security Breach, it was Roxy. Mm,
from
FNAF? Yeah. She's a baddie.
I don't know. What's the alligator?
Oh, what was it? Monty?
Monty.
I
hated him.
Hey.
This is what Monty hates.
Yeah. Hey.
He scared me the most.
I just thought he was funny.
I didn't think he was funny.
Okay, I'm sorry. Golly.
He was terrible.
He
I
was.
Hate Monty.
Right.
He took Bonnie out.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He showed it.
Quote unquote killed Bonnie. Bonnie's
mm-hmm.
not dead, but
mm-mm.
He put him out of commission.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because they like got into a fight.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think they got into a fight. Monty always been jealous and very aggressive. Like, he wants Freddy's place.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has to go through other people to get there.
But I kind of think that's while I don't necessarily like his character, I do think that's... I like it when characters are morally gray like that.
Yeah.
Like, when you're like, I just really want power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like characters that are like that. Because they just provide something to the game that...
Yeah.
I really wish Mangle was in Security Breach. If Mangle was in Security Breach, I would be 100% down with the game.
You know
I love
what?
Mangle
oh,
so
what I thought
much.
Was too much
what?
Was when, towards the end of the game, Springtrap came out of nowhere.
Oh,
like
why William
is he
Afton?
Here?
Well, because he was like...
back in the closet.
He's like 80 years old.
Right.
Like, decrepit in the suit. Is he not? I'm pretty sure that's what was happening.
Yeah, he's like, he got in the suit
and
I think
stuck.
He sweat or like he got cut or something. And because of his
spring trap. Right.
If it gets wet, it'll automatically close and open again.
Mm.
And that's
so
why he's so bloody. But yeah, he's like living in the basement and it's like, how the, oh, I almost cursed. I'm sorry. How did you get here? Like how?
Right.
What, with the spring trap?
Then they get relocated? Like this can't be the same
right,
place.
Right. Well, and also he's like, he looks like a burnt corpse. I laughed when he came on screen. Like I couldn't even like be like, oh. I just laughed. He looked so ugly. It was so funny.
Yeah. I changed my favorite. It's Sun and Moon.
Oh!
I forgot about them.
They're my favorite.
That was my favorite part in the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
That miss was scary for real.
Yeah. If I can't play horror games really. Like, I can watch them, but I can't fully pay attention. If I was playing that, I would lose my mind.
It was scary.
They're so pretty, though.
What was low-key scary to me, which was very subtle, was how if you were walking and you wasn't paying attention, those security, like,
they would sneak up on you. They'd be like, do you want a map?
They didn't scare me that much. Mm-hmm. But the security ones would come out of nowhere and would start playing the, like, alarm.
I forgot that there was. Yeah, because she would just kind of be there. Now that you mentioned Sun and Moon, I feel like they get forgotten about a lot, but they were so cool. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're on the same level as Mangle, and that's why I like them. Because I love Mangle. I don't know why.
Mangle's my favorite character.
I love her so much.
Out of the whole series. Mangle,
Sun and Moon, and then...
And, I don't know. I love Toy Bonnie.
Yeah. I like all the toy... Like, I like the variants. I just think that they're cool.
Right,
I like Foxy.
Oh, yeah, Foxy. Foxy was my original favorite one. Like, I always loved him.
You know that coming for that booty meme that went around everywhere?
Right now.
No, but, like, that was, okay, like... Now. Hey, listen, it's not inappropriate. Like, that was everywhere, that meme. Oh, my God. Well, because I remember watching... I'm sorry. Listen. I have a point to this.
Okay.
And it's that I remember watching Mark play it and, like, 100% all the games. And it was just, like, jaw open. Like... Mm-hmm. Oh my God, how is he doing this?
I grew up with my, like, influences coming from my older siblings, but now that I'm, like, getting into streamers, like, I've been watching Release for a long time, and he did not start off, like, streaming games. He started off talking about kids' TV shows.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I haven't been watching
and
for that
the little
long.
Skits, but I realized how much influence they have on my, like, game, whatever games that I choose to play, especially Corey and Brilliant, because they play games that are very scary, very, like, story-heavy.
Yeah.
I couldn't play any of those games that they play.
He gotta get it together, because he's bad at them story games.
Yes! You know what? Corey is, too, because he will start a good game, like Valhalla, play one episode and never touch it again.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give Berlizzi his props, because he'll finish them, eventually, but Corey... I don't know.
I
love him. Take your time, King. Right. But, oh my God.
As someone who has, I didn't brag. I'm not bragging. But as someone who has, like, streamed to friends while playing a game, when you're playing the game and, like, also trying to provide commentary, it's so hard to pay attention. Because I will literally, like, I was playing Skyrim, and my game is also heavily modded, so it's very fun. It's not, like, modded to the point where it's like, oh my God, this isn't true to the lore, but it's just, like, modded, and, like, people will come out of nowhere and shoot you in the face, like, fun. Well, you know, because it's not real. There's, like, dragons and stuff, but, like, I will be playing the game, and I will just be trying to go to, like, a city, and there's a dragon in the background, and I'm just like, nope, I gotta keep going. Oh, my God. Oh, I want to get you guys hooked on the Elder Scrolls games. They're so fun.
Since we are talking about like, most of our games are very, like, violent, quote-unquote violent.
Quote-unquote, yeah.
I think we should also discuss the topic of how that affected us growing up. Because I played Mortal Kombat growing up, and I think I'm perfectly fine.
I'm good, too. Like, I mean...
I don't know if we're perfectly fine.
All right, now.
But we're mostly fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I played Mortal Kombat. My brother, he played the violent stuff. I was playing, like...
Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
I wish.
I'm sorry. I really want to. Ever since I heard that audio, I've always wanted to play it. Like, I feel like it's a real game.
I never heard of it.
It's an audio from South Park that's, like, going around on TikTok. It's like, what were you playing last night, Butters? I was playing Hello Kitty Island Adventure. And I really want to play it because that sounds awesome.
I mean, I'm fine. My brother fine, too, and he be playing some crazy stuff, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Well, the temper. Okay, actually, you know, I'm fine, but I do get mad very easily. Mm-hmm. I have a very bad temper. And I try to work on it, but the games don't help. Especially playing competitive stuff. It don't help.
I understand completely, because I'll be so ready to ruin like a decade long friendship over Mario Kart.
Whoa!
When I said
Leo something and I beat Jordan
on the game and he kept like talking smack.
Yeah,
I was about to get up and throw a chair.
That's what happens.
For me, like so are we gonna talk about like the heavy stuff though about like violence in video games? Because if we're gonna talk about the heavy stuff, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we're talking about like school shooters. Very upsetting, very horrible. And a lot of parents are like, you know, they blame it on the video games. Oh my god, it's these video games, it's these video games, it's these video games. While it can be parts of the video games, it's more so the community. Mm-hmm. If you go into COD and you expect to hear nice things, I'm sorry, but that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
You have to find very specific people to play games with, because if you're just going to play COD and you're going to play with your mic open and you have a feminine voice, you're going to get bullied off the game.
Yeah. Exactly.
You have to be really good at the game or they're going to, like, absolutely ruin your day.
I started playing online games later in life.
Me as well.
I'm glad I did.
Right.
I would never recommend a child to play an online game.
No, ever.
Because...
especially not my
phone.
The
amount of racism and misogyny mm-hmm. that is yep. within every single community. Fortnite, Apex, Call of Duty, yep. Overwatch.
Yep.
All of those have some forms of racism and misogyny.
For sure.
Transphobia, homophobia, all that stuff in it. And I don't think it's necessarily ever the game.
No, I think it's the people.
Definitely. It's the community around it also.
Exactly.
If you find very specific groups to play games with, like people, like black people, and you find people who are LGBTQ, and or just even accepting people, mm-hmm. perfect. Play video games with them. Do not, for the love of God, go into a COD lobby with a feminine voice and think that people are going to care.
Yeah.
Because have you guys seen those TikToks where it's like
oh, yeah.
the Twitch streamers, like the girls who will play COD and absolutely destroy, and the whole time it's just women, 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 yeah. blah, 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 blah.
And even if you are good, then you get it worse because then...
Right, because they're like, this is stupid, your boyfriend's, you know,
right, like, you're back in the kitchen, go make me a sandwich, like, the typical stupid stuff.
Yeah.
That's, I think that's what...
I've had that shouted at me before.
Right, I think that's what breeds school shooters, incels. I think that's yeah. what does it. Not the video game itself. If you are on the right side of any video game mm-hmm. platform, it's amazing. It's right. awesome. If you're on the wrong side, you are on the wrong side.
Yeah. I can enjoy, like, a bunch of other games, like Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, of course.
Fortnite sometimes.
Right,
like,
correct.
A bunch of, like, games like that. But I think Nintendo does a very good job with keeping guidelines.
They kind of control it.
Yeah.
They're because it's like, well, especially
Fall Guys is an epic game, which is from Fortnite.
Right.
But you can't talk to anybody on Fall Guys.
I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoy playing online games where it's just like a safe community, if that exists.
Yeah. It's just, where nobody can talk to you.
Nobody can talk to you. Smash Bros. It's not very, like, If people have a problem with, like, blood and stuff, mm-hmm. there's no blood in any
right,
Nintendo
it's just like
game
a,
I've
ever. It's like fist fighting. It's not really...
Yeah, there's no blood in any Nintendo game I've ever played.
I don't know? Think so, no.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. now, it's like Roblox, you know, you used to just have the chat. People say bad stuff is blocked out, but sometimes people will find ways around that. It doesn't get to you that much. But ever since they added this voice chat, people can say whatever they want to, mm-hmm. and it gets unhinged very fast. Because we was just in there playing it the
oh
other night.
Oh my god, Simone got called some mean stuff.
I heard.
We were just playing it, and...
Like, she was very... She
I didn't
went
say
up,
nothing
No,
either.
You went up to these girls, and you were like, hi, and the girls were like, hi, and then someone came out of nowhere.
Right, and one of them just said some bad stuff. I'm like, are you talking to me? They said, yeah. I'm like, what did I even do? Luckily, I don't care. Like,
right.
I'm 18. That stuff don't get to me, but imagine, like, you know, you get, like, an 8-year-old, and they hear that okay. stuff. That's
no,
don't get to them.
Well, that's yeah. what I'm really scared about. I'm obviously not going to go into, like, a bunch of family stuff, but, like, I have a little brother. I'm terrified that if he gets to have friends or talks to people online like that, mm-hmm. something horrible is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are always going to be incels. There are always going to be people who want to find out where he lives. And
mm-hmm.
like, you know, there's always going to be gross people. Really, it's less so... I think it's the fact that parents, not to make this like a moral thing, but parents try to almost pass video games off as kids' babysitters. That's why it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids, you need to, like, not have voice chat enabled, maybe not have text enabled, and yeah, the kid's gonna get mad at you.
Right.
Okay, trust me, that's not the biggest worry that you should have in your life.
Right. I think what could help eliminate a lot of that is just sitting down and playing a game with your extra child.
Right!
Like, what is wrong with taking the time out and spending time in playing the game with your child?
Right.
Or just watching mm-hmm. him play, or her play, or them play.
Yeah, just watch.
Or you play and let them watch. Like,
right.
let them learn to take turns. Let them learn to have, like, a good sort of competitiveness. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with being competitive.
Not at all.
But you need to have, like, a good relationship with it
mm-hmm.
for you to not keep regenerating this cycle of hatred online.
For exactly. sure.
like, my dad, we used to watch, he used to come in the living room and play Halo and with his friends. And he was always chill. I never seen him get mad at that game once. And my brother, I just used to watch just to watch. But my brother, he loved watching him play. Aww. And that's where, like, he gets his love for video games from. And, like, now, oh, my God. I walk past his room. He cussing people out. It got to the point where my parents don't even try to stop it no more. Like,
sometimes
he be going off.
Sometimes with friends, that's good and fine.
With his friends, yeah.
Yeah, okay. See, that, like, I'm like, okay, that's, like, funny and fun. Especially if you agree on it beforehand. Because then it's just, like, you're just cussing at each other and you're having fun.
Right.
But, and, you know, you're, like, playing, like, PUBG. I feel like that would be a great game to play with you guys. Because it's literally just, like, you can do whatever you want on it. And it's a shooting game. It's like Fortnite, but for adults. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Like, some of my best childhood memories is, playing on the Wii with my dad.
Right.
And playing Wii Sports. And just, like, beating each other. Yeah. Specifically in that game where you hold, like, the lightsaber or the stick or whatever. And just whack each other. Like, that was the best part of my childhood. Yeah. It was amazing.
A very big family. I had.